This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are very excited to have business leader Olga Vitasheva with us on the program. She is the founder of an online site that is allowing people to travel the world and visit 6,500 boutiques from the comfort of their homes, which is quite amazing. Olga, pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. So excited to be here.
You are most welcome and our pleasure to have you with us. So, Olga, tell us about how you managed to create the first online shopping site that also helps brick-and-mortar stores. This is quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm living the American dream, to be honest. So I moved to America when I was 17 years old. I really didn't speak any English. And I realized that the reason I loved America and what it stood there for me is ability to self-express, to be free, to just, you know, be who you want to be and be the best version of yourself. And I realized that, to me, that is that self-expression really starts with what you wear. You know, when we wake up in the morning and we feel a certain way, a certain outfit speaks to us and we put it on. And then when I look back at, you know, I grew up in Soviet Union, it was all about the same clothing, same everything. And so I wanted to make sure that this American experience of being who you are, which to me is really about shopping and exclusive, amazing places to discover that are really local, I wanted to make sure that they continue to progress and flourish and really exist. And so my story is I went to Wellesley College, all-girls school in Boston, and then I went to Goldman Sachs and then Harvard Business School. And when I was at Harvard, I just realized that, you know, something had to be done. There are thousands of these amazing local boutiques, and they didn't know how to adapt to this 21st century and the internet and logistics and getting something to somebody in 2 days and not just clienteling in store. And I had to do something about it. And so I spent my second year at Harvard speaking to, 800 stores and asking them, hey, how can I help? You know, what are you not doing and not getting right now that I can help you? And so the idea of Shopteeks was born. We started with 25 little stores in New York. And as you said, now we have 6,500 stores in 14 countries around the world. So, you can go to Paris without buying a flying without buying a plane ticket. You can go to Miami, without the ticket and really experience the local fashion of this incredible world that we live in.
And I got to tell you, that is very, very awesome. And this is certainly great food for thought as well. When it comes to self-esteem, you seem to have it all in spades. Tell us how you believe women everywhere can be happier and healthier by taking care of themselves.
To me, it's like an American flag. It's all about that the cloth and what you stand for. If you start taking care of yourself from within, right, how you eat, what you put on, and then you put that clothing on in the morning, it cheers you up. I'll tell you a funny story. I don't know if you've heard about this New York weather we've had. We've had literally the worst winter, I think. I've been here for 15 years in New York, and I have not had worst winter. In April, we had snowstorm. So I woke up one day, and I said, okay, I can't change the outside world, but I can change myself. So I went and colored my hair, okay? And that was kind of an act of how can I make myself feel better about whatever I'm experiencing? And then it flourished into how I feel and how excited I am despite the weather. And so I think to me, what women need to remember is that they're beautiful no matter what. It's just their attitude towards themselves and believing in, you know, how amazing they are and not letting any outside world or anybody else dictate anything else about them. And then remembering that, you know, when you put that piece of item or, maybe you put a beauty product on, you're just going to feel so much more amazing about yourself and to do that. And I remember reading somewhere which is really cool. If you force yourself to smile, I don't know if you know this, literally, like, you might be having a bad day. Make yourself smile. Just smile there. Obviously, you don't feel like smiling because you might be having a hard day. And that kind of body emotion sends these molecules into your brain that tells you, oh, I'm happier, you know, and that can actually turn your day around. And I'm, you know, such a big proponent of women. I went to all women's college, and I just want people all around to feel happy and believe in how amazing they are, and really believe in, you know, individuality is the most important thing. And our slogan at ChopSeeks is be yourself, be different.
Certainly inspiring, Olga, and thanks for your insight as well in these regards. Now, getting back to the business, how does ChopSeeks work?
So easy. For the consumer, you log into ChopSeeks.com. It's like shop and then the ending of the word boutiques. So ChopSeeks.com. We also own a kids site called ShopKids.com. And so you log in and you can say, hey, I'm looking for an awesome dress. So you can just go by category and you find the most gorgeous dress, and it might be from Italy, it might be from Miami, it might be from Denver. Or you can say, listen, I'm super excited to see what women in Greece are wearing. And then you can go to our neighborhood section and actually see, like, what are people in Saint-Tropez are wearing? What are people in Greece are wearing? You know, just really kind of browse and explore what's going on, which is pretty exciting. And then otherwise, you can say, I'm from Denver, and now I live in New York City. I want to see what are the boutiques that I used to shop when I was a kid. Is it still on ChopSeeks, or is it on ChopSeeks? And then you go in and you can shop by boutique. So you have a variety of ways that you can get product in different ways. We also offer, right now it's bikini season, you can go into swimwear and say, hey, what are the swimwear that makes me look skinnier or highlights my breast? Whatever it is, we kind of like have this editorial features for you as well that helps women really find the best version of themselves.
Today we are visiting with Olga Vitasheva, the founder of an online site that is allowing people to travel the world and visit 6,500 boutiques from the comfort of their homes. Who doesn't like that? Which is quite amazing as well, here on eHealth Radio's health news and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Olga, suppose a customer loves a boutique in Italy or somewhere far away. Can they actually visit the boutique when traveling?
Yes, and that's my favorite way that customers do. So they find something on ChopSeeks, they fall in love with the boutique, and the next trip to Milan, they're like, oh my God, I want to see this place that I actually bought from. So we are very, very select when we pick the stores that we bring on the site, because we want to make sure that when you go to that boutique in Milan, you're like, oh my God, this is so cool. So that when you go home, you continue buying from that store and you build that relationship. But I truly believe that business is about, you know, age to age, humans to humans. And we love to facilitate that experience of people buying online and then actually going to the store and experiencing that in person.
Good stuff there. And in closing, what tip can you send out to all young women out there who have a dream they want to follow?
My best advice is to believe in yourself. If you don't try, the answer is always no. So you have to try. So to me, it's like, don't be afraid. We have one life. Just go for it. Believe in yourself. You're amazing. And we can all really change the world and make it a better place.
Olga, quite impressive, and certainly appreciate your message and for joining us here today on the program. Where can listeners shop around and take advantage of this awesome online option, ChopSeeks?
So they can go to ChopSeeks.com, which is ShopTiQues. They can also go in the App Store and download our amazing app. If I didn't tell you this, my marketing team might literally be upset at me. So download our amazing app. We just launched Tinder-like game, which is super fun and addicting, but you'll really enjoy it. And then people can take 10% off. We have an awesome code called Jet Setter. It's like jet setting the world. And they can enjoy the product, and, you know, they can see all this amazing boutiques and places around the world, which is cool. And you're supporting local economy. What can be better?
And totally agree with you there. Again, Olga, it has been our pleasure. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Olga Vitasheva, the founder of an online site that is allowing people to travel the world and visit over 6,500 boutiques from the comfort of their homes, which is certainly amazing, and you got to check it out. Visit ShopTeaks.com and enjoy your shopping experience. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.